A First Nations Education Forum has heard if you want to change the education system, then you have to start from scratch. In fact, the executive director of Classroom Connections told delegates it's time to look at a new model other than the classroom. That's something some Yukon teachers are trying, the CBC's Leonard Linkletter reports.
Heather McTaggart says change starts at the community level.
You cannot fix education or improve education without addressing what's going on at home.
McTaggart says the current education system did well with kindergarten, but it goes downhill from there. She says kindergarten is the only place where students have the freedom to be creative and pursue things they are interested in. That's something Melanie Bennett is trying to change at Tikini Elementary School. That's where they've started a drum group and begin the day with O Canada in Southern Tishoni.
It takes the willingness of a person to want to go out and learn about it and bring it in and do the activities with the kids.
Bennett says it builds self-esteem in First Nation kids, which in turn helps their academics. McTaggart would like to see a shift away from the classroom and toward a new way of education based on interests. She says education officials are not sold.
So there's a lot of finger pointing going on, and there's recognition that things need to change, but it's very difficult for large systems to figure out how to do that.
McTaggart says until there's a recognition that home, community, and schools must work together, there will be problems in education. Leonard Linkletter, Whitehorse.